Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, it's 4:12. Not a bad Monday. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Did you have a good weekend?
Yes, I did, actually. I had a very nice weekend. Final weekend of the college football regular season. That's what I was living for.
I was a couch potato all weekend.
You should have been, man. It was Thanksgiving weekend.
I just watched football.
You know, just that's what it's
football,
for.
Football, and more football. And we, coming up at 4:35 today, Austin and I are going to kind of delve into what happened over the weekend and what didn't happen. And some of the crazy games.
There was some and, nonsense.
And some of the crazy endings to some of the crazy games.
Yeah. So some of the craziest parts of those games didn't even happen during the game clock. All righty.
it was an exciting weekend, I must tell you that.
It was.
I enjoyed, and you know, because we talked about this, I know last week, I really look for, and I watched the game, look forward to that game last night in all the snow.
Yes.
It was great. Buffalo, they can see some snow, can't they?
Right.
49ers, Christian McCaffrey out for the season.
He just can't stay healthy.
You know, look at the Saints. They've got injuries coming out the brain on this one. They just got injuries, more injuries, and Taysom Hill. He's out.
Took a hard hit.
He's out. So anyway, we'll talk about this at 4:35 coming up today. Thanks for having us on, first of all. Appreciate you giving us the ride. This is News Radio 92.3.
All righty, let's see here. 4:13, so we've already got traffic and weather coming up in a couple minutes. So since we're just talking about traffic and how hectic it can be at times, let's take it to the skies here. TSA says yesterday was its busiest day ever. That's according to a spokesperson from the TSA, Lisa Farbstein. She said their officers screened nearly 3.1 million people at airports across the country, and that tops the record set on July 4th of this year, with both days being the only two to ever top 3 million people screened.
I thought you were going to kind of launch into, when you said, we're going to the skies, or I thought you were going to launch our new helicopter that we might have parked around here somewhere.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, well, I was looking for it. I'm not saying we have one. I was looking for one.
Yeah, we got a helicopter? Really?
Yeah. Okay, tonight you can celebrate the 2024 CivicCon Awards. The free celebration scheduled gets underway in less than 2 hours, 6 p.m. over at the SCI building on West Garden Street. The awards recognize local citizens, organizations, and government officials who help our community be a safer, healthier, and with a better overall quality of life. 6 o'clock tonight. Free presentation. Might want to check that out.
All righty, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you for this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I can see. We do have some backups. If you are traveling northbound on Highway 29 or on Palafox Street, this is if you are traveling towards Old Kim Strand Road. If you are traveling up there, we do have some very heavy backups on both Highway 29 and Palafox and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Got some backups developing there early this afternoon. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather right now, it's 61 degrees, low of 41 tonight. And we do have a pretty cold week. Mentioned that late last week. Tomorrow's high, 57, low of 39. But it should be a sunny, clear Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Are you enjoying your cold weather? You said you
yes,
wanted
I am.
It, so here you go. You got got all you want here. It's going to be chilly tonight, we'll get into that. Ferris Hill, by the way, the freezing warning shelter over Milton opening up. It's opening tonight.
Excellent.
And we'll talk about that there. Yes, and the normality of life goes on. Stocks ended mixed as analysts continue to digest results of the start of the holiday shopping season. Fox's Jerry Willis in NYC has the report today.
Stocks finishing mixed on the first trading day of December. At the close, the Dow down 128 points, the S&P higher by 14, the NASDAQ up 185. Tech stocks powering the S&P 500 and NASDAQ to new highs as Apple hit an all-time high for the second day in a row. For the S&P, it was the 54th record close this year. Sectors powering indexes included semiconductors and cybersecurity stocks. Meanwhile, markets betting that the Fed will put in place a 25 basis point rate cut when it meets later this month. All eyes will be on the November jobs report when it's released Friday. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
All righty, 416 here. One of the top stories that's been swirling around nationally is, of course, President Biden pardoning his son, Hunter. And he's being criticized for lying, saying that he wouldn't, while the White House denying that he lied. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters on Air Force One that Biden came to this decision this weekend, and she also claimed Hunter was being singled out with his prosecutions. Republicans and some Democrats were not happy with the pardon, claiming that Biden put family ahead of the country.
I think the Democrat, or at least the White House, has forgotten that these things are taped and you can watch back what people say. And I have seen four different occasions on four different networks today, Joe Biden saying that he would not pardon his son.
He would let the law take its course.
Four different networks, but the White House still comes out, oh, no. He didn't say that. Roll it back.
Well, okay. It's the same stuff like when they say, oh, well, Biden's sharp as ever. It's like everybody knew that was a lie. Yeah, you got to say it. You're saying it to the press. You got to say something to save face. That's the press secretary's job, and that's why it's kind of a hard one.
And the poor Democrats across the board here are going, what's going on? They're throwing their hands up because they know what he said, and they have to live by the ramifications of his decision. And, just a bad situation all in all. We were talking about the freezing weather, and it's going to get a lot colder tonight, I think. Didn't you say it was going to be in the lows for the upper 30s tonight?
Tonight's low is 41. Tomorrow's is 39.
Ooh, the lower 30s.
Yeah, so Tuesday's going to be even colder.
Okay. So that brings to mind the Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, the freezing weather shelter. It's extending overnight stays. They initially said they were going to cut it off on like Saturday, but it's been extended, and rightly so, due to the severity of the cold weather, until tomorrow. If you're not sure where Ferris Hill is located, at 6848 Chaffin Street. People staying overnight must arrive by 6:30, let me just tell you, 6:30 and 8:30 tonight. You have a two-hour window there. Unless brought in by a member of law enforcement, you don't want that to happen.
Right.
Only service animals with up-to-date rabies vaccinations may be allowed to stay at that shelter. Again, Ferris Hill Baptist Church in Milton, 6848 Chaffin Street, is opened up as a freezing weather shelter tonight.
I'm surprised it's not staying up for, or I'm not. I'm surprised it's not staying open for a little bit longer this
They'll
week.
They'll extend it, I'm sure.
Yeah, they can, because I mean tonight's low 41 again. Tomorrow's 39, but Wednesday kind of creeps up a bit, low of 55. But then Thursday we're right back down to 39. So it's going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty frigid this week. All righty, 419. We'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got some details on U.S. shoppers. They're on pace to shatter some holiday spending records with all this Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, whatever the heck else day going on right now. We got details on that stuff and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store. Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the pardon by President Biden of his son Hunter after having promised so many times he wouldn't do that. Talked about all of the fights in college football over the weekend. Not a great look for the sport. And with the horrible story about the bankruptcy of Coastal Growers, the peanut processing co-op, Ryan Jenkins told us how this is affecting local farmers. This is a really bad story for local farmers at an already difficult time. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. And I hope you're having a great Monday afternoon here. Hey, the let me get you up to speed here. Scambia deputies issuing trespass warnings to people still camping over Beggs Lane. Now, tomorrow, violators will be arrested, and an estimated 150 to 200 people living in that encampment are really in for some rough times here. Scampi deputies still on site at Beggs Lane early this morning issuing those trespass warnings. So they got to be out of there by tonight, or they will start enforcing that trespass warning. Mm-hmm. So that's something going on that you need to be aware about.
Absolutely. And speaking of things you need to be made aware of, just about 4:25 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, had a texter earlier, it was actually before 4 o'clock, letting me know that there was an accident on Highway 29 traveling northbound in front of the Winn-Dixie near Tate Road, and that is what's causing the congestion still on Highway 29. There are still backups in that area and some on Palafox Street right next to it as well, so be on the lookout for that area. Also, just now had another texter dropping in saying an accident had just occurred at Michigan and Esperanto right at the entrance of Carriage Hills neighborhood, so be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. Pine Forest Road giving us trouble traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a little bit of issues on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Brent Lane. As for the weather, still about 61 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow going to be sunny, clear, beautiful Tuesday, but it's going to be even chillier. High of 57, low of 39.
4:25, News Radio 92.3. You heard Andrew McKay just a second ago talking about the rough road that these farmers are incurring right now. Yeah, bad news for those peanut farmers. Mm-hmm. Coastal Growers in Atmore declaring bankruptcy and reportedly owes between $100 and $500 million to creditors. The processor was opened a few years ago as a co-op of hundreds of farmers in Alabama and here in Northwest Florida. Ryan Jenkins from Jenkins Farms.
So it was sold to us in a really good way. You know, the estimates were this and that, and everything looked really good. It looked like we were going to make a significant amount of money by doing this. that we weren't able to capture doing it the old way. And then really there still is no good answer to what happened. You know, there was a huge economic downturn during that time frame.
Just bad news all the way around, especially this time of year. There's really not a good time of year. Jenkins says there's no good answer as to why this didn't work. This could leave many farmers losing millions at a time when they have really nothing left to lose. And our prayers go out to those farmers. Hope they can get that thing worked out. RFK Jr.'s nomination as the next Health and Human Services Secretary could lead to a crackdown on food additives. It's all part of a plan to make Americans healthier. Fox's Jerry Willis has the details.
RFK Jr. has been pointing to a federal loophole that allows food companies to determine which substances are generally regarded as safe. The U.S. allows some 10,000 additives compared to just 300 by the EU.
Well, most of the health impacts are coming from food.
Now, Kennedy believes that the American diet is rife with poisonous additives and chemicals that are making people sick and fat, and that we do well to follow Europe's example. Take the Big Mac. The U.S. Big Mac has nearly 100 more calories than the U.K. Big Mac, 42% more fat, more carbs, but about half the sodium.
Yeah, I've always heard that Americans are pretty... pretty generous when it comes to their...
I thought you said they're pretty fat.
Well, that too, but they're pretty generous when it comes to their meal sizes. It mentioned this before the break. U.S. shoppers on pace to shatter holiday spending records. Adobe Analytics says that shoppers spent a record $10.8 billion on Black Friday, up 10% more than last year. And Adobe also predicts shoppers could spend upwards of $13 billion throughout today. Meanwhile, Sensormatic Solutions says Friday's in-store shopper traffic was down over 8% compared to 2023.
Okay, we're talking about this chilly weather, which has moved into our area. Scambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice safe space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with that home heating equipment. It'd be very dangerous if you don't watch this stuff. According to the National Fire Protection Association, heating equipment is one of the leading causes of home fire deaths, and space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths. Would you like a free smoke detector in Escambia County? They're available, and all you have to do is call 850-595-HERO. That's 595-HERO, and you'll get a free smoke detector.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice. Well, and I appreciate that because it is a necessity. It's not something you don't just go around thinking, I think I want one. No, you need one. Also, here in the state of Florida, just all-encompassing, President-elect Trump nominating a Florida sheriff to head the DEA, Chad Cronister. He's been Hillsborough County sheriff, since 2017. His agency has participated in DEA programs to fight the opioid crisis in the past, and he's worked in law enforcement for more than 30 years. So looks like quite a worthy acquisition there, perhaps.
Okay, FDOT getting a hold of me this afternoon, just before we came on, giving me the latest updates here. This week, the 10 freeway eastbound lanes will be shifted from mile markers 8 to 10. This is near Highway 29 Exchange, exit 10, through Thursday. Speeds have been reduced to 50 miles per hour through that work zone. Today, motorists in Santa Rosa County facing lane closures along Highway 90 west of Avalon Boulevard to east of Stewart Street. This also goes on through Thursday from 7 p.m. to 5:30 a.m. for paving operations. Here in Escambia County, drivers will encounter a traffic shift on southbound Scenic Highway. This is between Baywood Drive and Scenic Court. This also through Thursday as crews perform drainage improvements. So you see a pattern there. A lot of work continuing through Thursday.
Yes, and some good news here to send you into the Fox News break. An initiative underway to support Miami-Dade County small businesses. Officials have launched a new website known as the Strive 305 Hub in partnership with Wells Fargo. The platform will give local shops the tools to access training, loans, and networking opportunities. Okay. How about that?
All right. Registration open for the Milton Christmas Parade scheduled for Saturday. If you want to participate, mandatory meeting tomorrow at the Community Center over on Byram Street in Milton. Take advantage of that.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The White House reacting to President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He said he wrestled with this, and because he believes in the justice system, But he also believes that the war politics infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice.
Republicans have been critical of the pardon. Hunter Biden was facing sentencing for gun and tax convictions. President-elect Trump making his selection to take over for FBI Director Christopher Wray.
President-elect Trump promised a shakeup at the FBI. Allies and critics both do agree that choosing Kash Patel to lead the agency is a shakeup. FBI Director Christopher Wray has not announced how he will step down, whether he'll wait to be fired in protest or go out on his own terms before Trump takes office.
Fox's David Spunt. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Energy Department saying today that they're planning to loan at least $7.5 billion for a joint venture between Stellantis and Samsung to help build two electric vehicle lithium-ion battery plants in Indiana. The venture will build batteries for Stellantis electric vehicles and at their full capacity will produce enough energy to supply approximately 670,000 vehicles annually, according to the Energy Department. Shares of Intel off nearly 1% after the company announced that its CEO Pat Gelsinger retired. Intel shares have fallen 52% year-to-date, and on Wall Street, the session finished with the stocks being mixed. The Dow fell 128 and the S&P and NASDAQ both set fresh records. Moana 2 topping the holiday weekend box office with $221 million in domestic ticket sales, marking the highest-grossing Thanksgiving film ever. That's Your Money Now.
This is Seth Gelb of Sports Minute. The Ryan Day apologist will tell you that you're crazy for advocating to fire a coach who's won 87% of his games. Those fans are either in denial or just simply don't get it. Yesterday is a double-digit win machine, but that means nothing when he can't beat Michigan or any other elite program. And the only way he should survive this past Saturday's embarrassing loss to the Wolverines is if Day somehow finds a way to win it all this season, but I won't be holding my breath expecting that to happen. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, sports fans, if you're not calling John Anthony, you're simply missing out. To prove it, I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on a recorded message line. 1-800-244-5506. Cleveland at Denver. Cleveland poses one of the league's most powerful rushing attacks, controlling the clock and wearing down defenses. Denver has a strong defense led by a talented secondary, limiting the opposition and creating turnovers. Tonight, it's going to be a monster game, and I've got the side and total. That's two big plays. John Anthony has you covered. Call now. Hear them for free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Call 1-800-244-5506. Cleveland, Denver, side and total. I love to go 2-0 or get the next 7 days on me. 1-800-244-5506. That's 1-800-244-5506. Or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Searching for the perfect Christmas gift? Stop by Pensacola Hardware for thoughtful, practical gifts that they'll love and use all year long. Shop local at our store in downtown Pensacola for hand-picked selections. From gourmet cookware like Lacrosse, Heston, Wusthof knives, to custom gift baskets, Yeti gear, and more. Whether it's an exclusive Pensacola ornament or the latest power tools, there's something for everyone on your list. Visit Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, and make this holiday season one to remember.
Harris Faulkner is coming to Pensacola. Join Marcus Point Baptist Church for the Spirit of Christmas, featuring Fox News host and author Harris Faulkner. There will be incredible music and life-changing moments at every campus. We will have fun kids programs and prizes, as well as a free meal for everyone. Join on December 8th at 10 a.m. at any of our locations in Pensacola, Beulah, Molino, or North Pace. The Spirit of Christmas, December 8th at Marcus Point Baptist Church, featuring Harris Faulkner.
This is Hill Kelly Dodge wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Joe with Peden Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical wishing you a very comfortable holiday season.
This is Barry Cole at Beret Jewelers wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, everybody. This is Sonia Duguid with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola and now in Pace. And we just want to wish you a very happy holiday. And we're just thinking of all of you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Hi, this is David Wayne, morning news anchor here on News Radio 92.3. And this is going to be a very special Christmas for me. because I'll be spending it for the first time with my 10-month-old daughter, Caitlin. And from me and my family to you and yours, I just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. First of all, I want to apologize for that song.
You don't like the Beastie Boys, my man?
I just love that song.
They can't all be winners.
Okay, let me remind everybody that the NAIA Women's Soccer Tournament in town over at Brosnahan Soccer Complex. These are the top 16 women's soccer teams competing for that championship title. Comes less than a month after Texas won the SEC Women's Soccer Championships on that very field. So ladies playing throughout the week today, they're going to be playing their final next Monday. Once they wrap this all up here, game scheduled today. Here's the times. Actually, the times today and tomorrow, the same. 10 o'clock games, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 7 o'clock. And then on Thursday, they have an off day on Wednesday. Quarterfinals set to go on Thursday with games at 10, 1, 4, and 7. Semifinal round is on Saturdays with games at 1 and 4. Then the championship game is set for Monday, 105 out at Brosnahan. That's ladies in town. If you want to get those tickets, you can purchase them online, pensacolasports.org, or you can go right to the tournament and buy them right there.
Alrighty. And a campaign is underway to raise $80 million to improve the Rose Bowl. The multi-year revitalization effort will include 8 different projects at the landmark venue, and an upgraded video scoreboard is currently being installed. It expects to have everything done in time for the LA 2028 Summer Olympics.
Okay, keeping it local around here, let's talk UWF soccer. Argos, the 2024 Division II Women's Soccer South Region champs after defeating Montevallo Sunday afternoon. It was 3-2. UWF is among 8 teams remaining in the NC2A tournament. UWF will travel to Columbus, Georgia to face the Southeast Region number 1 seed, Columbus State, and they are good. Columbus really? State is good, really good, but so is UWF. Should be a good game this weekend. Let's not forget about the Ice Flyers. They made it 2 wins in a row, posting a win over Birmingham 4-3 Saturday. Good guys return to the ice Thursday and face Birmingham on their home ice back in Birmingham. Then the Ice Flyers come back home Friday to match up against Macon. Puck drops 7:05 in the Bay Center.
All right. And Pro Football Hall of Famer Randy Moss battling a serious health issue. The 47-year-old says he's battling something internal that forces him to wear sunglasses while broadcasting for ESPN. He says he's optimistic and has a great team of doctors and family support. Of course, he played for 14 seasons in the NFL after the Vikings selected him in the 98 NFL draft, and he was later traded to the then Oakland Raiders and New England Patriots.
Let's review the SEC on Saturday. You ready for these?
Yes.
I want your comments. Louisville, Kentucky. It was Louisville all over Kentucky, 41-14.
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise from Louisville. I thought Kentucky was going to give him a scare there.
And it was South Carolina over Clemson, 17-14.
I don't think anyone's happier about that than Alabama fans.
Tennessee and I watched a little bit of this game. I'll be honest with you, I didn't watch it all, but I watched some of it. Tennessee over Vandy, it was 36-23.
Yeah, that was just – Vandy started off strong, took advantage of like a Tennessee turnover, but – that was just Tennessee showing that why they're the better team throughout that game. That's just a difference in physicality there.
And look at this. Missouri held on to down Arkansas 28-21. That was a pretty good game.
Yes, and it was a snow game as well by the end of it. Mm-hmm. Missouri, they're decent. That's all. There's a reason we thought 6-5 Arkansas in Columbia was going to give them a scare, and it's because Mizzou's just not that great.
So you're telling me Hugh Freeze is going to be okay for the year?
Yeah, when it comes to Auburn, Alabama, Yeah, he's going to be fine, but there are people upset, and rightfully so.
Yeah, it was Alabama over Auburn 28-14. I turned that one off real early in the game. I could see where that one was. So, but one game I did not turn off, Oklahoma-LSU.
Yeah, I wonder why.
LSU down to Oklahoma, it was 37-17 on that game.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Oklahoma didn't try to keep it closer, but LSU at home, we knew they were going to be able to win that.
It looked like Oklahoma was just totally just falling apart towards the third quarter.
Well, maybe they clinched a bowl. They were they may have been hung over a little bit after the huge win over Bama. It's like maybe they were just kind of coasting in the game, and LSU came out swinging.
So Florida downs Florida State. No surprise there. 31-11.
No surprise at all.
Jeez, I'm Pete. And this game actually decided who was going to be heading to Atlanta this weekend. Texas over Texas A&M, 17-7. Matchup will be Georgia, Texas Saturday, Atlanta. SEC championship game.
Yeah, Texas, I think the Aggies, they just proved that they were little brother. They reminded everyone of that when Texas has one of their more impressive SEC performances, shutting them down in Kyle Field. Yeah, Texas looking for redemption in the SEC title game. They're favored currently.
And I did notice that Texas even played Arch Manning during that game. They used him as a like a running back.
Like a Taysom Hill type.
Exactly. Important in Saints fans, Taysom Hill is hurt. Mm-hmm. And we don't have any updates as of yet on when that's going to be resolved, if so this season. But he was injured just after the announcers were talking about how great a utility player he was. He played all
and they showed
the and they showed all the graphics and what position he played in the game on Sunday. Yeah, they I'm not superstitious, but I'll go with it. They just put the weeboo jeebo on them, you know.
Yeah, they put the
anyway. Taysom's hurt, not good for the Saints. Saints, they just couldn't put it together yesterday.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this. Of course, we've got we had the NFL Steelers beating the Bengals 44-38. You even mentioned the Bills kind of beating up on the Niners. That was a big Sunday night game, and tonight's game is Denver and Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, and it's not going to be a snow game because it's not snowing in Denver at this point. But let me just
it'll be cold.
Let's roll the results for the 13th Sunday of the NFL season, overshadowed by a controversial play. Here's Greg Thompson with more.
It was late in the second quarter when Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence took off running. Then, seeing that he wouldn't get much farther, gave himself up by sliding. It's what coaches always say is the safe play. Instead, Houston's Azeez Al-Shaair came flying in late, hammering Lawrence in the head. Both teams started fighting as Lawrence just lay there on the ground. Al-Shaair would be ejected, while Lawrence was carted off and didn't return after being diagnosed with a concussion. As for the results, in a matchup of teams that are both in the Super Bowl conversation, the Philadelphia Eagles beat the Baltimore Ravens 24-19 after Baltimore kicker Justin Tucker missed two field goals and an extra point. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
All righty, just about 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, still have some backups from a motorcycle accident that happened on Highway 29, traveling northbound passing the Winn-Dixie. Those backups have bled onto Palafox Street as well. Outside of that, it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp and Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Brent Lane. Also have some issues. This is going to be on Michigan Avenue, traveling both east and west. This is going to be near Esperanto Drive. We got word of a hiccup there that's causing some issues, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, still 61 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, beautiful Tuesday, but even colder, high of 57, low of 39.
And we were talking about RFK Jr. As we opened up the show today. And have you seen him? Fox is rolling some B-roll on him. This guy's ripped.
Oh, he's in great shape, yeah.
I mean, he is ripped. I didn't know he was in that great of shape. Anyway, he is...
You're like, where was I going with this?
Well, no, I'm not. I know where I'm going with it, but I'm just saying I was surprised because he's getting, as they say, he's getting in shape for his HHS confirmation hearing. Mm. And I guess literally he's getting.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
But he is. I was really surprised. He was as ripped. I'm looking at this now. He's just absolutely amazing. Okay, Americans are participating in Cyber Monday, one of the biggest shopping days of the year. Fox's Lauren Similetti has more on the story.
Cyber Monday, it will be the biggest shopping day of the year. So we're mostly today shopping with our fingertips. We're expected to spend $15.7 million per minute online. That according to Adobe. The biggest discounts, electronics, clothing, toys, TVs, some clothing stores like J.Crew and Gap. Electronics seeing pretty steep discounts, like 38% off the AirPods Pro 2 at Amazon. Adobe says toys on average will be about 25% off.
I will tell you this. I did buy a Christmas present. No, really? Three Christmas presents this entire weekend. I really went crazy.
I went buck wild.
Three doggy sweaters.
Oh, wow.
Hey, it's cold out there.
It is cold out there.
My little monsters need to have sweaters.
Yeah, no, so that's a good point.
But don't tell them that I got them sweaters yet.
Yeah, hey, everybody, keep cool. Keep
that's
cool.
Right. When you see the dogs, don't mention anything. Yeah,
don't say anything. All right, hourly stock numbers here for you. Wall Street closing mixed to start the new trading month. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 128 points to 44,782. The S&P 500 added 14 points to end at 60,047. And the NASDAQ rose 185 points to 19,404.
Yeah, I got to tell you, the U.S. Supreme Court, this is getting to be really confusing here. The Supreme Court is considering a state law banning gender transition treatments for minors. We're hearing so much, it's getting, you're not really sure what's in what court and who's got the scorecard on this thing. You know,
right.
It's across the board. But let me give you a little more information here. Fox's Jared Halpern joins us from Washington.
A 2023 Tennessee law bans hormone treatments and gender transition surgeries for transgender patients younger than 18, with a few exceptions. Violations can lead to providers losing their licenses to practice medicine. Three Tennessee teenagers, along with their parents, filed suit. A similar law in Kentucky is being challenged by seven transgender patients. An appeals court upheld the two state bans, reversing lower court rulings. The Biden administration joined the case, urging a Supreme Court review. Justices will hear the case Wednesday. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Alrighty, and buyers beware to Cyber Monday, one of the busiest online shopping days of the year, of course, just talking about it a few minutes ago. Well, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody says, use your common sense. If a price seems too good to be true, it probably is. Only buy from reputable retailers and keep your antivirus software up to date and only use credit cards for additional protection. Last year, shoppers spent about $12 billion on Cyber Monday, and that's about $15 million every minute. We were talking about just how insane some of this shopping does get. So just once again, keep that stuff in mind, and really not just for Cyber Monday, but for any time you're online shopping.
What's this? What's up with this rain possibility coming up on Thursday? I'm looking at 70% chance of rain. You know, Thanksgiving Thursday, we had a rain possibility.
We did.
What's up with Thursday's rain?
It does look like late Wednesday night, we are going to see about a 30% chance of rainfall bleed in, and that will ramp up to around 60 or 70 throughout Thursday. And it is. It's just similarly to last week. It showed up for about a day, and then that was the end of it.
Right. What is the temperature going to be on Wednesday evening, Thursday morning for the lows?
Wednesday night, the low is going to be 55. Thursday is going to have a high of 67.
So we're not going to be seeing any white stuff or anything like that?
No. It's going to be the hottest day of the week.
Darn. I mean, if I got to get...
I want snow flurries,
well,
man.
If I'm going to wrap up and get all bundled up, I might as well have something to show for it.
That is actually true.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, porch piracy, annoying, isn't it?
Sure is.
It's also illegal. Wednesday is National Package Protection Day. Aside from adding camera security to your front door, other steps you can take to protect your packages. We've been over this. Just a reminder, you can talk to your neighbors, watch for updates from your delivery services, request a signature on deliveries, schedule deliveries when you're at home, and have deliveries put behind bushes or somewhere they cannot be seen, but don't forget where you put them.
Absolutely. And Chris, are you a vodka guy?
I don't drink anymore.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking is maybe you can help me out here.
Okay, I'll try.
This is
I can remember those days.
Do you know a vodka brand called Stolichka?
Are you kidding me? It's the Russian vodka. Yeah, good stuff.
Well, yeah, well,
Stoli's great.
Okay, well, Stoli Group USA, the maker of Stoli Vodka, is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in the U.S. It cited financial difficulties, and the bankruptcy filing only impacts the company's U.S. business, and its products will remain on store shelves throughout the process, but it's faced several challenges, including the spirits industry seeing a decline in sales, particularly among younger Americans who were once Stoli's primary customers.
Well, travelers heading home after the Thanksgiving holiday set a record on Sunday. The Transportation Security Administration confirming Monday it processed 3.09 million travelers, breaking the previous record of by about 74,000. That mark was set back on July 7th, also a Sunday after a holiday. Hundreds of thousands of travelers were delayed or had their flights canceled. The largest number of delays were at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International and Chicago O'Hare's International. And let me just look here, if you don't mind, the screen, PNS, check the board out for you. I do this in case you're having to pick somebody up heading out to the airport as a bit of convenience here. Only one flight of concern, and you know, I'm really hesitant to even tell you because it's a short amount of time. It's coming up out of Miami. Touchdown 626 tonight. It's American flight 3719. Now due in at about 645. It's running about 17 minutes late, which isn't so bad. Other than that, delay and cancellation free. PNS looks good.
Absolutely. Knocking on the door at 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a new record holder for the Thanksgiving box office and a legendary actress receiving a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Deck your halls with windows and doors from New South. We keep your home comfy and cozy and can save you hundreds a year on energy bills. Plus, every product we make and install is guaranteed for life. It's another reason to be jolly all year long. Now, through December 31st, you have one more reason to celebrate. Buy two New South windows and doors and get one free. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to get a quote.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for, harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet, or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
So this new dose is, well, nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the low-cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
That's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Just to remind you, if you're in the market for maybe selling your home or buying a home, we're watching those mortgage numbers for you. Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon, the benchmark 30-year fixed up a little bit, 6.92%. The latest reading on that 15-year fixed rate mortgage is 6.12%.
All righty, just about 4:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Still have, what's up?
Bobby Helms?
Yes. Okay. Still have some backups on Michigan Avenue near Esperanto Road, or Esperanto Drive, rather. There was an accident reported there earlier this hour, and it is causing heavy backups. If you're traveling westbound, coming from the Brent Lane area near Palafox Street, it's going to be pushing you back almost to there, so it's pretty rough. So be on the lookout for that. Also, still have some issues on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards the Winn-Dixie near Tate Drive. That is heavily backed up from a motorcycle accident we had last hour. So there's been a couple of mix-ups that are causing some heavy issues here. Outside of that, though, it's predominantly just some of the usual spots to give you trouble every afternoon. As for the weather, still 61 degrees, low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, beautiful Tuesday, high of 57, low of 39.
Yeah, I know there was a couple of motorcycle accidents over the weekend. Watch out for motorcycles.
That's been an upward trend that we've touched on before.
And we talked about the number that we've been talking about. The frequency of these crashes is just, be careful. It's the bottom line here. U.S. military helping to keep America and the world healthy this month of December. Lisa Brady tells us how it works.
This is House Call for Health. December is Global Health Engagement Month, an important priority for the military health system, which says the month highlights several things they focus on: expanding medical readiness, improving the health and safety of warfighters, building trust and deepening professional medical relationships around the world, also advancing U.S. national security objectives. The Department of Defense says global health engagement efforts also address other DOD and U.S. government priorities, like enhancing interoperability by helping partner nations build health capacity, combating global health threats, and supporting humanitarian assistance and disaster relief initiatives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And mentioned this before the break, Moana 2, the new holder of the Thanksgiving box office record. The animated sequel made $221 million over the five-day holiday period, and it also scored the biggest five-day opening ever, passing last year's Super Mario Bros. Movie. Strong second weekends from Wicked and Gladiator 2, along with Moana 2, helped secure the biggest Thanksgiving period ever, with $422 million brought in across all films.
Okay, during the 5 o'clock hour, we're going to run those movies down with you and let you know what's really cranking the box office this past weekend and heading into this week here. I heard the Fox Midday Show today. They were all over that Moana movie, Moana 2.
Yeah.
Just raving about this thing.
Really?
Might have to go see it.
You're like, I just might have to join the club.
All right, here's a good story for you. Go ahead and put a smile on your face. The number of people crossing into the U.S. illegally is falling. Even Brown has the stats for us.
Fewer illegal border crossers were captured during November than in October, according to a report by Reuters. They cite figures not yet published by U.S. Customs and Border Protection. 47,000 people were arrested for illegally crossing into the U.S. from either Mexico or Canada, and that is a decrease of about 10,000 compared to October. Illegal migration control is a cornerstone of President-elect Donald Trump's policies, and he has already held discussions with Canada's prime minister and Mexico's president, threatening trade tariffs if they don't work to stem illegal migrants. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And also actress Kerry Washington receiving her star today on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. She's an Emmy-winning producer, and she's well-known for her groundbreaking role as Olivia Pope in the hit ABC drama Scandal. She also has multiple award nominations, including two Emmy nods and a Golden Globe nomination. She received great praise for her performances in movies including Django Unchained, Ray, and The Prom. So, sounds like quite a deserved star, wouldn't you say, Chris?
No, because all those stars are bought.
Oh, come on.
That is not a...
Some people are just glass half empty.
You have to buy those stars, man. That is not something... No, you got to pay some serious bucks. And if you notice, the stars always come around when they reveal these things. When somebody has conveniently a new movie coming out, or things like this that they can get the free PR off of. No, sir. Those stars cost, and they're very expensive.
Oh, I don't doubt they're expensive.
But she got a star. Good for her. Good for her.
All right. And
I could go into a couple of other things here locally, but we won't do that.
All righty. And the new Bradshaw McNair Fire Station in Beulah, now fully operational. Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore says crews moved into the new station about 2 weeks ago. He says there's been no major growing pains, and the county held a ribbon cutting back in July, but the new fire station wasn't operational until last month.
Okay, tonight, 2024 CivicCon Awards, 6 p.m. underway over the SCI building on West Garden Street. Check it out.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.